Hey, it's Classic Comics Cavalcade. I'm Jason Sachs.
How about Mir Malik for?
And I'm going to fly away. We are continuing our look at the amazing Walt Simonson Thor run
So
with a
good.
look at for Thor 338, where Beta Ray Bill and Thor get in this vicious, no holds barred fight. Dude, this stuff is so good.
Wrestling, Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan. WrestleMania.
I like this is the kind of stuff I just can't even hold myself back for. My Marvel fanboy geek just goes crazy for it. So let's start with you caught the homage on the cover, right?
No, what's so much from?
Okay, so this of course is the original art to the cover, which I found online. God knows I don't own this. Look at this.
Whoa, nice.
Right, pretty similar. Simonson's clearly homaging. He talks about this somewhere. He's homaging this classic Kirby cover. Look how nice it kind of brings it forward. I was thinking about this because, like, look at the eyes on Thor here. Like, they're all squinty. He doesn't really draw on that squinty, but Kirby and Coletta do.
Look at that. They're both grabbing the Mjolnir. I'm not familiar with that issue. I mean, I've seen that cover, but never. I wonder if Hercules was getting a hold of the Mjolnir back then, too.
Yeah, I wonder. I haven't read that issue in years and years and years. I gotta say, by the way, look at that. Those shoulders on Hercules. Yeah, that dude can lift a building. My God, look at those freaking shoulders.
He does a lot of pull downs at the gym.
Oh my God, that guy can do 100 pull downs in about a minute, I swear. No wonder he's a superhero and I'm just a wimp. Thor's got those great shoulders too. Actually, Bill does also.
That's a great homage.
Isn't that? I mean, you could tell Simonson just loves this stuff.
By the way, I bet you Simonson still owns that cover because he never sold his pages.
No, I found this. I guess he put the posted this to his Facebook page. So
Oh.
he had the page, yeah, or at least a really good scan of it.
I love that. I love the fact that he I know we're veering off into my other addiction, which is artist editions. And I love the fact that Walt Simonson has more artist editions than anybody because he didn't succumb to the having to sell his original art, and he just has all his artwork except the ones that he gave away like as gifts and stuff, probably.
I wish we could show off how great this art looks in the artist edition too. I got to figure out how to do that. We got to go full kayfabe style at some point and put a camera above a table or something.
Well, there are scans of them you can. Well, anyways, we can talk about that later offline.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if you remember last issue, we left. Well, of course, we had the Doom stuff first. Again, dude, this is so cool. It's like
Amazing.
the this demon against the blackness of space. Like, oh man, the drama.
Yeah, and I think this is where you kind of get the feeling like that's not. Because originally in the first issue, you thought that that's Bill.
But now it's clearly a demon, right?
Or somebody, yeah.
Or so, yeah, he looks like a demon because of the face and the smile and the red. I can't remember though. It's been years since I read this also. And then, as we remember from the last issue, Thor and Beta Ray Bill had a fight, and Beta Ray Bill picked up Thor's hammer and became Thor. Left our hero back on Earth in this human guise as Don Blake. And the thunder and lightning is happening. Beta Ray Bill's in is in Be Beta Ray Bill is in Asgard. Thor's on Earth. The great cliffhanger.
Yeah, and I guess the next page is Fury coming up and saying, "Hey man, don't worry about it. We got your back," and kind of like trying to like walk him off the ledge.
Yeah, literally walk him off the ledge, right? He looks like he's ready to throw himself off this abandoned ship. I like how Don looks like he's gonna cry. You can't tell if he's crying or the water hitting him. It's kind of like this manly way of shielding his emotions.
I still don't understand it. So, like, Donald Blake is Thor, but then he looks, he's just in human form. So he the brain is the same guy, is that right?
Yeah, it's not like Shazam where it's a different brain and a different body. This is the same. Like I said, it's the same thing. Yeah. Except he transforms. So it's like half of his body is, or half of himself is broken off.
I'm so confused, but it doesn't matter. It's comics.
It's comics.
It's comics, and Beta Ray Bill is wreaking havoc on Asgard.
Oh my God, isn't he? Can we talk a second about the design of Beta Ray Bill? Like he just, there's just something completely strange and cool and interesting about the way he looks. I mean, we're used to him now, I guess, 30 years on, but like he just looks so unhuman. It's smart to give him like that horse face, almost has like a leopard or something to it also. You see what I mean?
Well, the thing about him is that, like, I mean, we'll find out later, but that's not his race's form. They're actually kind of a little bit more normal or generic looking aliens.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Let's talk about that in a minute.
But I mean, as far as the horse face one, like, it's kind of hard. It's very confusing to look at him because it's like his mouth doesn't close.
Yeah.
And I guess when we talk about how he got his form, but it's like his mouth is not closing. It's because that's how it was designed or something.
Yeah, I don't know how we're supposed to understand that.
I think what it is, it's like a skeletal, kind of like the, like his, anyways, should we wait till he
Yeah, we'll get
talks
to it.
about
We'll get to it in
it?
a couple pages too.
Yeah.
Of course, he confronts Odin. And Odin's stronger than him, but not that much stronger. He's wearing such a great helmet on panel two.
Yeah. Were tubes coming out for some reason?
Yeah, what is the deal with that? Has he got braids in his helmet or something?
Yeah, I know. I love the fact that Thor is not only mythology and like fantasy, but it's also science fiction looking too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like
Good
their
point.
spaceships with like swords and hammers, you know?
Yeah.
And
Also, like,
Frank.
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm also impressed by the amount of detail in the design. Like Odin's tunic, like you can see it stretching under his body. There's wrinkles on it. It's not
Oh,
like
yeah.
perfect. What were you gonna say?
What I was gonna say is like it's the perfect kind of melding of like old and new science fiction and fantasy. Because even with Star Wars, you think about it, at least when I was a kid, it was a little hard to grasp. How can you make sense with like a sword fighting against guns? Or even in comics, and in specifically in Thor, and specifically these comics, it makes sense that like a hammer can withstand like machine gun fire, like because he's got these other, you know, force field type of things and like. You know, electrical power, and it's just amazing. Like, I just love that's the power of comics, that's the power of great minds like these to create great universes.
That you can combine everything together and have it build something that's even greater than what you would have thought of before.
Yeah, because in movies, it's still difficult to see how do you block like a bullet with like a sword? Like, doesn't it go through the laser? You know, that kind of thing.
It does look awkward in a movie, right?
Yeah.
Aside from maybe Wonder Woman, the first Wonder Woman, like it always just seems fakey.
Yeah, and even then, yeah, it's harder to. I mean, everything looks real. We pretty much you could create a character that looks exactly like human, but you can't really recreate these moments where, like, for example, on these pages where when they're fighting, it just seems so much more believable when you read it in a comic book.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you're
This sequence here is very nice too, I think. And we'll get to those in a second too. where like Odin's freaked out. He's like legitimately like confused, right? But at the same time, he's like, you know, Bill, you're making a, your voice has the ring of truth. I need to figure out what's actually happening here. Right. Then he sees Don on Thor and his Don Blake guys on Earth, right? And he brings them up to Asgard. I like the Fury's reaction too, like, oh, come on. You're taking him away and it's starting to rain. What the heck?
Oh, actually, going back to the previous page, can I share something about the comic that's pretty awesome? And that, like, that second panel really shows the power of Odin. Because even though, even though, like, you know, he's all like, what's going on? Like, even though Beta Ray Bill's powers are, they're not equal, but they're very formidable. He still has, you could see that power based on that panel. Like, how do you express that in film form? I don't know.
Oh my God, that would look completely goofy in a movie.
Yeah.
Plus, look how lightly Simonson sketches it. He doesn't need to do hardly anything to make us see the face there.
Yeah. And actually, you know, the part that I could see on film that you that would be replicated this, and I don't know if people have seen this, but in Lord of the Rings, there was a moment where Gandalf gets angry at Frodo. And he grows a little bit. He's all like, I am a wizard, you know, like that whole thing. And so just it's that type of a scene. I love it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I see that. This is my favorite part where Odin's like, wait, so you got the hammer and you were supposed to get the hammer? I did something there. I put this thing on the hammer that said basically, whoever holds it is going to have the power of Thor, but I didn't really mean for it to be anybody else. So, shit, what do I do? And then at the same time, Bill is saying, you guys aren't demons. You are father and son. You feel like regular creatures to me. You're not demons. It's like this really cool thing where like, they're immediately starting to appreciate like the larger world they're part of. It's not like 32 pages of fighting or something.
Yeah.
But it leads up to this amazing fight scene. So it's like so smartly done.
I like the cutaways, you know. It's a not cut up, meaning a cutting scenes, you know. Go from one scene, you know, the Fury scene cuts to this scene. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then the diversion from Loki. We see Loki making his plans and teasing Sif.
Pretty cool stuff, yeah.
That bottom left panel is kind of cute with the flowers that look like they're in Thor's hair.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought originally. But it's funny.
I mean, it almost looks like two women kissing, right?
I was confused. I'm all like, who is that? That guy looks a lot like Thor, and then it's like, oh, it must be Loki, and then...
Yeah, because we're all... How would that happen otherwise?
Yep.
And this is a little bit of subplot with Sif, if you remember. She becomes Bill's pal.
Yeah. Pal or love interest?
Yeah, I'm not sure. How about that transformation sequence, too? We're always talking about this kind of thing, like how cool it is in comics that you can have like the sequence of transformation. You go from one to the other and see how much he grows from panel to panel. I think that's so beautiful.
Loki is so yoked there.
Yeah, isn't he? For a little trickster, he's got a lot of muscle going. I guess he's got all the time in the world to spend in the gym.
Yeah.
So here's the part you were going to talk about.
Yeah, I love this page, actually, because I actually think this doesn't necessarily, at least the top half of the page with the spaceships, it doesn't look like a traditional Walt Simonson page. Although I know he did Battlestar Galactica and stuff and those kind of comics. But it's just, it's more science fiction-y, like a robot-y. And yeah, when we were talking about Beta Ray Bill, to me, it seems like they basically moved his entity into like a machine, kind of like the Terminator robot or something.
I was wondering what this race looks like for real. I think they come back to him on later comics, but not Simonson comics. I wonder what he had in mind.
I think there is a later on in the pages, I kind of looked ahead. I didn't read ahead, but I looked ahead. They do have them the way they look, and they're kind of very generic without that big nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very generic kind of aliens. That
It's
nose is because of the robotic exterior or something.
Oh, it should be a tip off too that's not human because the mouth can't close. Yeah. And
Yeah.
the teeth are hanging out there.
Yeah.
And of course, he's a lone survivor essentially of his race, which then gives Bill this element of tragedy Thor never had. Such a Simonson scene at the top there, the ships fighting. Feels so organic.
So did all of his people die, or is it just a like most of them? Because I think there might be some of them who are frozen, right?
Yeah. Scuttlebutt and I fought until our people had flown away safely. Then we fled and escaped. So there's a fleet still out there as I read it.
Yeah, and they're coming to Earth. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Or Asgard or whatever.
Get ready. And then the middle two panels, just a perfect kind of offset of the two characters. This is a really cool moment in the art. I don't think I've seen anything like this before. Nothing quite like this. He puts them kind of directly in opposition to each other in the panels with the overlap. So it's like they have common ground, but they're also separated from each other. And then in that last panel, they're also offset from each other. It's a really clever storytelling. Oh, and here's where Odin says, "Hey, I didn't mean for anyone else to have this hammer. So the only way that's fair is for you guys to fight it out."
Duke it out, yeah. I don't know enough about wrestling. I just remember Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan, but I bet you there's a better example. Hopefully somebody can put it in the commentary, in the comments below. But like, I wonder what was like a fight where like two good guys fought.
I want to hear about that. I want to hear all about that.
I don't know much about it.
And then, oh my God, this battle. So again, Simonson does this thing you love, right? You prep for a battle, you're ready. Oh no, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. And then the battle happens. And
Yeah.
this it might not look the same with the original coloring, but I think this coloring looks great with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the original client. In fact, I don't know if I have that issue, but this looks fine to me. It looked great. So is this Steve Olaf?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
I just don't think it
Yeah.
looks anything close to this on the newsprint, but I
Oh.
bet Simonson supervised the coloring because it looks so good for this.
It looks really good, yeah.
It reminds me of what's the third Star Wars prequel when Darth Vader is fighting on the volcano
Oh
planet?
yeah. Revenge of the Sith.
And I wonder if he. Someone who worked on that saw this scene because this is so just sensational. This is one of the best post-Kirby fight scenes, I think, in Marvel Comics. It's just awesome.
I love panel six where he has his face and he's shoving it towards the lava.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the language, too. At first, I'm like, why are they talking so much? But they're like talking like gods, you know? You suppose a simple fall will injure me?
Yeah.
It feels very Stan Lee.
It's really quick reading too. It's a lot of words there, but it's quick reading. And I like this one, you know, when we get to find out. Then you would change scenes to like Balder and Volstagg.
This was the mistake I made earlier. I thought that cut first to Volstagg and Baldur. Yeah, nice characterization of Volstagg in this little section.
And Baldur, like, he's a pacifist now. I love that.
Yeah. He died and was brought back and it completely changed him.
Why did he gain all that weight?
He looks chunky, doesn't he?
Yeah. He looks older and chunky.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like he's dressing to hide the bulges.
He's self-conscious.
Well, I mean, maybe he's feeling guilty about eating and that's why Volstagg is lecturing him.
Oh, that's true, huh?
Maybe, oh, wow. Maybe. Maybe they came from a feast and Baldur's feeling guilty.
Volstagg's got a problem, man.
Hey, he's a happy dude, though.
I don't know. Well, he's like, I eat because I enjoy it. It's possibly the greatest pleasure in my life. What about his kids and his wife? And he talks about how he's got like...
He talks about his wife, right?
What's that?
He talks about his wife, right?
Yeah, that should be his greatest pleasure, his family, but food is his.
I have like a wife who could sink a longship and 18 screaming offspring whose fury would daunt noble Odin himself.
Yeah.
18 kids, wow.
He should... He's got to get his priorities straight.
That might be the most magical thing for him. With that weight, impregnating his wife 18 times? That's an impressive magical feat right there.
I think from his wife more than him. What up with that?
I always love these bits where he sits on people and just crushes them.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute.
Is this like a comic relief? I mean, well, maybe I don't know. You might know, but maybe it's for things to come in the future.
It is a little bit of foreshadowing for Baldur's character arc, because I mean that plays out really throughout the whole Simonson run. Mm-hmm. It's his growth and his kind of moving beyond his passivity.
Because
he's tortured by what he went through, and we get to see that all play out. It's really nice. And then back to the battle. So you go from this relatively calm battle scene to freaking rocks right in our faces. Kabathoom!
Nice battle.
Kirby-esque page here. This is one of the thing I like the most about this issue and this whole run is like, it feels like Kirby and Lee only through Simon's eyes. Like it feels modern, an 80s version of Lee and Kirby.
Yeah.
It's true to the originals, but it captures it in a different way. And then that top panel, gosh, it's just like, you just feel the power coming from them. And you feel like they're totally equals to each other.
Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, were you disappointed that there's somebody who was equal to Thor?
I remember being so excited by this whole story.
Oh, okay.
I wanted more and more of this stuff because it was like, it was so thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, Simonson's doing something that feels true to the originals. Secondly, like, he's radically changing things and you have no idea what's going to happen, right? I mean, you've got this huge scene here, right? They're going to fall down the falls. Odin saves them and Bill wins.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's going to happen now? Two issues in a row, we've got these amazing cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm. And like all this, there's like so much meat on this bone of a comic.
Oh, so it's much like, meat. Yeah, yeah, keep going. Like what?
There's what like, there's Thor, he's Donald Blake at first. Then you come back and you find out about Beta Ray Bill. Actually, he goes crazy in Asgard. Then you find out about him, his background. Then you see a little bit of Loki doing some mischievous stuff. Then you find out about Baldur a little bit about Volstagg, a little bit of comedy through Volstagg. Then you come back to this action battle. And then you have this cliffhanger.
Does it get more satisfying than this?
Yeah, this is good that it's for kids, because if it's older people, you might get a heart attack.
Thanks, Amir.
Thanks, Jason.